Ever find yourself scrolling through house listings, like late at night,
Yeah.
and you're like, how do they even decide these prices? Who wakes up and says, this one's worth $1 million?
Right. Like who decides that? It's a good mystery though.
It is.
Kind of like how they put a price on, those famous diamonds or something.
Totally. And just like those diamonds get appraised, homes do too. That's where the whole home appraisal thing comes in.
Yeah.
And our listeners have been asking for us to do a deep dive on appraisals, so that's what we're doing today. We're going to break it down whether you're buying, selling, or just curious about your own place.
Yeah, because that term appraisal gets thrown around a lot in real estate. But it's more than just some random number someone pulls out of a hat, right?
Right.
It's an entire system to figure out a fair market value for a property.
Okay, so let's say I'm thinking of selling my place. Why should I even care about this appraisal thing? Isn't it my realtor's job to, get me the best price possible?
Oh, absolutely. Your realtor is on your team for sure.
Yeah.
But you can almost think of an appraisal like getting a second opinion. Like if you went to the doctor and they said, "Hey, we need to do this procedure," you might get a second opinion. This is kind of like that. It's from a neutral expert, and it protects you as a seller.
Okay.
Protects you from like underselling.
Oh, good deal.
Imagine all the work of getting your house ready to sell, staging it, making repairs, all that. And then it turns out you could have gotten way more.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
That would be rough, right?
Talking about leaving money on the table.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's like insurance for the seller to know what they're actually working with.
Yeah, you don't want to leave any money on the table. You want to make sure you're getting what you deserve, right? Now, on the flip side, for buyers, emotions can run high when you're house hunting. You fall in love with that vintage fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's a backyard perfect for, weekend barbecues.
Doing there.
And suddenly you're ready to pay anything. That's where that appraisal comes in as that reality check.
Yeah.
So you don't overpay.
Yeah. It's like a neutral voice of reason.
Exactly. Keeps you grounded.
Because let's face it, buying a house, it's emotional.
Very emotional. And it's not just about the buyer and seller. Lenders, they require appraisals too. Before they give out a mortgage, those big loans,
Yeah, that makes sense.
they want to make sure the property is actually worth it, right?
Right. Yeah, the bank wants to make sure they're loaning on something that's worth the money. Right. Don't want to get into a situation where someone owes more than the house is worth.
Exactly, you got it. Nobody wants to be underwater on their mortgage.
You
That's
got
what they call that.
right. So, okay, now I'm picturing the appraiser showing up, clipboard in hand, ready to solve the case of how much is this house worth? Yeah. What all goes into that detective work?
All right, well, first up is the visual inspection, and we're not talking just like a quick walkthrough here.
Right, okay.
They are examining the entire property inside and out. I mean, we're talking everything. The number of bedrooms and bathrooms, the condition of the roof, have you done any upgrades? Is the basement finished? We're talking the whole nine
Wait,
yards.
so if I, let's say, just redid my kitchen, that gets factored in. I always wonder that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Appraisers are trained to spot those things that add value. Renovations, maybe you have a prime location, things like that. But they're also looking for things that might decrease value.
Okay.
Like if you have a really old electrical system that needs an update, or maybe you've got that leaky basement you've been putting off, they're looking at it all.
So they really need the full picture, good with the bad.
They need the full picture.
Okay, but what about those things you can't judge just by looking? Like my place, it's charming, but it's not huge. How do you factor in like location and all that?
You're right, you're right. Because a mansion in the suburbs is a whole different story than like a cute little condo downtown, even if they have the same square footage on paper.
Oh, really?
So that's where that market research comes in. Appraisers use what are called comps. Basically, they look at recent sales of similar homes in the area.
Gotcha.
So they're like puzzle pieces,
Okay.
to help figure out what buyers are actually paying right now in your specific neighborhood.
So it's like comparing apples to apples, but with houses.
Exactly. Like
Yeah.
your place might be smaller,
Yeah.
but if it's got that killer view and other similar places nearby have sold for a premium,
Right.
that means yours is probably worth more too. They're going to look at things like how many bedrooms, bathrooms, lot size, all that good stuff.
Right.
Even, like I said, if there's a garage, a pool, those are big ones.
Yeah.
It all gets factored in. That view you mentioned, yeah, that definitely counts.
Okay, so the appraiser, they've done their walkthrough, looked at all those comps. What happens next? Do they just like show up at my door, like, surprise, here's what your house is worth?
Not quite that dramatic, thankfully.
Okay.
They put all that together, everything we talked about, into a big report.
Okay.
And this isn't just like a post-it note with a number scribbled on it.
Right, right.
It's a whole document that explains exactly how they got to that number.
So it's like the why behind the number.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
Right, right, right.
So you'll see like descriptions of the property. They usually take pictures.
Yep.
They'll talk about the comps they used, even things about the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
Market trends, all that good stuff.
It's like having a cheat sheet to understanding your own house.
Exactly.
No wonder everyone wants to see that report.
Yeah. It gives both the buyer and seller solid information. You know, no one's in the dark.
Great.
It helps with negotiations, too.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because let's be real, this can get a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah, a little for sure.
But speaking of costs, because I know people are probably wondering.
Yeah, how much does this whole thing cost?
Right. So getting an appraisal, it's a service, right? There's a fee involved.
Makes sense.
It's an important part of the process, though. That's why you want to make sure you have a good appraiser.
Right. Like any expert you hire, it's an investment.
Exactly. Now, unfortunately, it's not like a one-size-fits-all cost. There are some factors that come into play.
Okay. Like what?
Well, where the property is located plays a role, for sure. How complex the appraisal is.
Okay.
Like a huge estate is probably going to cost more than a condo, right?
Right, right.
And the appraiser's experience also comes into play. Someone who's been doing it for 30 years, they might charge a bit more than someone just starting out.
Makes sense.
But like anything, it's always a good idea to shop around.
Get a few different quotes.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask about their experience, what they base their fees on, all that good stuff.
Transparency is key.
Always. And honestly, for what it's worth, the peace of mind knowing that your biggest investment is being handled fairly, I'd say that's worth it.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the appraisal. Seems pretty official, right?
It is. But here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. That number, it's not set in stone.
Wait, really? You're telling me even with all that expert analysis and the market research, it can still change. So you're saying even with the expert and all the research, it's not a guarantee.
It's like when you go to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
And they check your blood pressure. That's good information for that moment.
Right.
But it can go up, it can go down throughout the day, right?
Well, depending on what you're doing, stress levels, all that.
Exactly. And the housing market, it has its own ups and downs, too.
Okay.
Think of it like it's got its own blood pressure.
Gosh.
Interest rates go up. That can impact things. How many buyers are out there? That changes all the time, too.
So, like, what might have seemed like a fair price a few months ago.
Totally. Could be different now.
Wow. Okay. So it really is like a snapshot in time.
Exactly.
Not some permanent thing.
Right. And appraisals are usually only considered valid for a certain period because of that.
That's a really good point. So what you're saying is, real estate,
mm-hmm.
It's always changing. It's like the living, breathing thing, right?
And that's why it's so important to, you know, if you're really serious about buying or selling, stay informed.
Keep your finger on the pulse.
Exactly. Knowing what's going on in the market can really make a difference, whether you're buying, selling, or just a homeowner who's curious, right?
Knowledge is power, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, wow, we covered a lot today, didn't we?
We did.
I mean, from why these appraisals even matter in the first place, to how they actually work, to all those things that can shake up the market.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is.
But hopefully it's clear for everyone now.
Yeah, exactly. For anyone listening, we hope this deep dive helped demystify things a bit. Appraisals, they don't have to be this big, scary mystery.
Right. Information is power.
Exactly. Whether you're getting ready to buy or sell, or just want to be a more informed homeowner, understanding how this all works is key.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that in mind, we'll let you get back to those late night house listing deep dives.
Happy house hunting.
And hey, if you learned something new today, tell a friend. Share the knowledge. Until next time, everyone.